We begin the hour by welcoming in Terry Burchill, joining us for our monthly update with the North Platte Public School Foundation. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Nice to have a little bit of rain, huh?
It is. It's great to see that.
Very exciting week last week for our public school celebrating homecoming.
It was. If you weren't downtown, you missed it.
It was a great time, wasn't it?
It was. What were your thoughts about doing royalty?
Oh, I liked it, didn't you? It was just different too, doing it downtown. Like, it was just that's all that we were there for, you know, and it was something more special.
Yeah. Today I have with me Michael Ochoa, and I believe did you attend?
I did not make it to the...
Oh, Michael, you missed it. But thankfully, you're only a junior, so there's next year. You'll be there with us next year, right?
Yes, I will.
I'm going to hold you to that, Michael.
All right, I'll be there.
The parade last week, Terry, I was amazed, too. It just kept going and going. I was thinking, oh, okay, this looks like about the end. And then, no, we've got more floats coming. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
I know. That was great for everybody who stepped up to do a float or, you know, decorate. There was all sorts of little goodies. We had our little bulldogs that we tossed out to friends and family. So it was great participation by the community. It was a lot of fun.
Michael, did you have a good homecoming week?
I did, yes.
What was your favorite part if you had to choose?
Probably going to the dance with my friends.
Oh, good, good. It's good to hear that those old-fashioned dances are still popular, too.
I know.
I always worry about them.
I know. I do, too.
Now, we're still gearing up for a very exciting couple of weeks here with the public school, obviously. We're about a week away from the exciting backyard barbecue, Terry.
We are. Next Friday, the 30th, is the backyard barbecue. But this week, starting yesterday, was Change Wars. So dig in your couches and car seats and things like that and send that with your kiddos or grandkiddos. But I also want to challenge alumni. We are online. We did this last year, and it was a great success, where you can visit our website, mppsf.org, and click on Change Wars, and you can support a classroom. You can support one of the elementary school buildings. And this year we've started Madison and the high school have joined in the fun. Next year Adams is going to join us.
Oh, cool.
But this year we, you know, Madison would like a Gaga pit. I had to Google Gaga pit. I'm sorry to say that. Well, just to even know what it was.
Oh, really? The only reason that I know what it is because of Maranatha Bible Camp.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
I was there. Yeah. Couple years ago for a live broadcast, and they said something about the Gaga ball, and I said, what is that?
Right.
So they showed me. It's kind of fun.
It looks like fun. Have you ever
played, Michael?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so we've got two things to knock off the bucket list for you now. Michael, you're part of the advisory committee to bring Change Wars to the high school, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so tell us about your involvement with that and the process that that's undertaken as well, please.
It's more about like a thing that we do as a group to better things for our school, to let all students have a voice and like to get like a change for our school, and so we're all more involved together as a group sort of thing.
Awesome.
And like we get opinions from everyone to just like better things around for everyone to feel welcomed.
Democracy at its finest, it sounds like to
yes.
me. Awesome. I love seeing this incorporated at the high school of all places, too, because these are individuals that very soon, or as soon as this year even, Terry, get to take place in our democracy locally, nationally, and statewide, too.
So. I know. It's very exciting. There's some exciting leadership over there and exciting things. I got the pleasure of meeting with the advisory group last week, and so they're helping with Change Wars, and some of them participated, like Michael here was at Cody. So he knows about Change Wars, and now we're just bringing it to the high school. They had some great ideas, some things they'd like to see, some art in the hallways. You know, there's just some great ideas that they have that, you know, us as adults, we might not think about. And we kind of forget, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but it's almost been 40 years since I've been out of school. And
you're dating yourself, Terry.
I am. But things have changed over that time, and we've got to take that into account. I mean, I didn't realize when I took this position, and I've talked about this before, there's a food pantry at the high school with toiletry items and some clothing items and school items to help kids all feel welcome. And that's what this advisory group is doing, is just making everybody feel welcome. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I just love the administration up there and their positive I don't, it's just a different atmosphere. Not that it was bad. Mm-hmm. They laid some great foundation work for where they're at today.
Absolutely.
And so,
we need the past to bring us to where we are today. So,
yes. So they are doing, are you doing a survey? Did you think that was coming out this morning, Michael?
Yeah, I believe the survey for like students to choose what like reward they would want if we meet our goal or whatever.
Okay.
Then like, I believe the survey would be going out this morning for the students to fill out.
Is this like a multiple choice survey or a kind of fill in the blank survey?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like we have like some options that we have thought of, and then we have, I believe, a section where like the students can give their own option and give their feedback on what they think they would want.
So what are some of the options that you put on that survey? Do you remember?
Some of the options that we came up with in the group would be like whatever winning group, we take them to go bowling and like they go bowling for the day. Or like we bring like a double dips out to like the outside so they could go get dessert.
Wow.
Maybe see if we could get like a food truck for them so they could get like a different food besides the school food.
Wow.
Or just some of the couple of options that we had.
These are some good options, Terry.
They've got some great ideas.
Yeah.
They
like
really
it.
Do. So, and then they're also looking at how the money that's raised, how that would be spent in the school. So it's very impactful and student-centered and benefit all of the students, which I think is great. They just got that broad 40,000-foot view, which is great to see for kids this young.
Absolutely.
So they're thinking of everyone. They want everyone to feel welcome.
And when talking about the Change Wars, Michael, what do you remember from participating in Change Wars previously in your younger years?
It's been a while since I did it. Like, she brought it up in the meeting, I like guess kind of like spaced it off. But
yeah.
I remember participating in it in like elementary school and like trying to like compete with the other classes, trying to get more change and like trying to get more money accumulated for our class. So then we would get like reward for it. I just remember like the thrill of like having to like find change around the house or like seeing what I could scrounge up to bring to class to contribute and all that.
And the bragging rights, most importantly, with the other classes, right? And the other schools in this case too.
Yeah, that was definitely one of them.
That's the thing that I remember the most is the bragging rights, because I had a few things to say about that then. So.
Yeah, and we're hoping this also gives an opportunity for teachers to talk about giving back and paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just that early thought process of philanthropy and how that can make a difference, how they can make a difference.
Well, this is an example, too, of we all do what we can. Some students might be able to find a couple of dollar bills and either put those in other jars or maybe put those in at the bank and get some change for it. Some students, maybe it's just the change that they can do. But it's an example of how if we all do what we can make a big difference locally and nationally.
Absolutely. And they're helping each other out and having that common goal. So we're excited. You know, yesterday when we ended the day, the Washington Wildcats were in the lead. So when I looked this morning online, and it looks like Cody Panthers have taken the lead already this morning.
In just a matter of hours.
So, which, of course, both Michael and I attended Cody, obviously, years apart. But
so it's no coincidence that that's who's in the leader place this morning is what you're telling us, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Terry, anything else you'd like to add this morning on behalf of the Change Wars going on?
No, we'd just like to thank everyone who stepped up to do the backyard barbecue next Friday. Mm-hmm. Remember to come to that. And it's $10 for adults, $5 for students, and go out to nppsf.org and click on Change Wars. And I challenge all alumni and community members, just, you know, even $10 can make a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of teachers spending a lot of their own money to make things happen at their schools. You know, the budget only goes so far.
Yeah.
And these students have some great ideas, and we want to have a good classroom experience for them.
Backyard barbecue again next week. What are the hours for that, Terry?
4:30 to 6:30 at the high school parking lot prior to kicking off at 7 o'clock with the Bulldogs versus Omaha Westside.
And that's going to be next Friday.
Yes, next Friday.
And only $10, too? You can't eat bad food for $10 anymore.
Right?
Let alone the quality that's going to be present for the backyard barbecue.
Yes, Weathercraft and FNBO have sponsored that the last several years, so we thank them. And, of course, they will be there, and it should be a pretty good competition. The ambassadors will be there, and Scott Abstract, and
want to talk about some competition once again.
I know.
There's going to be some words exchange, I can imagine.
And we have some tough judges, Bob Tiedemann, Dr. Rhodes, the superintendent at schools, and Mayor Kelleher.
Okay. So, folks, get your bribes into those three individuals now.
Now, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Start practicing the barbecue.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Just do a little bit of research. Discover what their palates are like, I suppose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Terry, if folks want to learn more about Change Wars, the Backyard Barbecue, or anything else going on with the foundation in the North Platte Public School District, how can they do so?
They can give me a call at 308-696-3325 or go out to our website, mppsf.org.
Michael, very much appreciate taking some time for us this morning and appreciate the great work you're doing for our community here with our school district.
Thank you.
Terry, we'll see you again this time next month.
Thank you.